Squeeze Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squeeze Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squeeze Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Christy Kijarina. It's Wednesday, May 1. In Squiz Kids Today, a quantum leap in Aussie computing. The NFL touches down on the Gold Coast, a cat's Californian adventure, and Wednesday Addams is in print. That's what's making news, kid style.
The lowdown.
Imagine being able to predict exactly when it's going to rain, or creating special medicines just for you, or even controlling traffic lights so well that traffic jams just disappear. Sounds like something from a science fiction movie, right? Well, it might not be as far off as you think. That's because the Australian federal and Queensland governments are putting a whopping $1 billion, yes, that's billion with a B, into building the world's first super-cooled, warehouse-sized, useful quantum computer right here in Queensland. So, what's a quantum computer, I hear you ask? Well, unlike regular computers, which work like a light switch that can only be off or on, quantum computers have weird quantum light switches that can be off, on, or both at the same time. This special ability is called superposition. Quantum computers also have something called entanglement. It's like having invisible strings connecting puzzle pieces together. If you move one piece, another piece moves instantly, no matter how far apart they are. This helps quantum computers solve big problems super fast. And here's the bigger news. This project isn't just about the cool tech. It's expected to create 400 new jobs and bring billions in investments. And by 2040, Australia could be the world leader in this tech, creating hundreds of thousands of jobs, earning billions for the economy. You could say we'll be quantum leaps ahead.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in California in the United States by way of Utah, which is two states or a 12-hour road trip away. That's the journey that was taken recently by one house cat with a taste for travel, Galena. Do you have a cat or know someone who does? If they're anything like Galena, they probably can't resist a good cardboard box. Am I right? Well, while Galena's family were busy packing up a box of boots to return to an Amazon warehouse, little Galena decided it was a perfect spot for a catnap. Before you could say meow, she was unknowingly taped up and shipped off in the box. After days of searching high and low with no sign of their beloved cat, Galena's family got a call from a vet in California. Some warehouse workers had opened the box to find a very hungry, thirsty, but safe Galena inside. They took her to a vet who, thanks to her microchip, contacted her family and they immediately hopped on board a plane to come and get their travelling tortie. This story literally gives a whole new meaning to the idiom to let the cat out of the bag. Or box.
Sport time!
With the Olympic Games now only 86 days away, opportunities are springing up all over the place for Australia's future sports stars. First up, gymnastics is back in the spotlight thanks to Georgia Goodwin, a super Aussie gymnast setting a high bar by aiming for the Paris Olympics. After clinching the gold at the 2022 Commonwealth Games and dominating national championships for years, Georgia is a testament to where hard work and passion can take you. With her leadership, the Aussie team is stronger than ever and hoping to shine in Paris. And secondly, the NFL is making a touchdown on the Gold Coast with the launch of a new academy for teens aged 12 to 18. The National Football League, or NFL, is the name of the major professional American football, or gridiron, league in the United States. This academy will not only help young hopefuls hone their footy skills, but also give them access to a top-notch, high-performance facility that's under construction and due to finish by 2026. But recruitment camps start soon. I've stuck a link with the details in the episode notes if you want to show them what you've got.
Pop Culture Corner.
Wow, things are busy over here in Pop Culture Corner this week. Firstly, the amazing pop superstar Billie Eilish is coming back to Australia next year. She's planning a big tour with 12 shows in Brisbane, Sydney, and Melbourne. Billie, who is just 22 years old, won an Academy Award for her song, What Was I Made For, that was featured in the Barbie movie, and has even snagged 9 Grammys. Her tickets go on sale this Friday, so if you're a fan, don't miss out. And guess what else? If you love the mysterious Miss Wednesday Addams from the Addams Family, you're in for a treat this July. There's a whole series of new books coming out all about her. There'll be a colouring book for the little ones, a special golden book, a young adult novel for the older kids, and even a cookbook. Although I'm not really sure you're going to find what you need for her porcupine cupcakes or her jellyfish flambé at the regular supermarket.
It's Q&A time.
Remember last term when we asked you to send in questions for a Squiz Kids Q&A with Treasurer Jim Chalmers? You all outdid yourselves with some fantastic questions, and we're excited to say that the podcast will be dropping next Tuesday as the Treasurer prepares to deliver the federal budget. What's his favourite music? Why are his toenails painted? And is it nerve-wracking making decisions about how to spend the country's money? All will be revealed. Keep a lookout for this special Q&A in this channel next Tuesday.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which type of computer are the Australian government investing in Brisbane? Yeah, it's called a quantum computer. Question number two. What do the initials NFL stand for? Well done if you said the National Football League. Question number three. How many shows will Billie Eilish be performing in Australia in 2025? That's right, it's 12.
Shout outs.
It's May 1, School Principals Appreciation Day in the United States. But I think we should celebrate it here too. If you see your head of school today, why not give them a high five or a fist bump and thank them for all they do? It's also a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Maya from Cobberty, Owen from Castle Hill, Ida from Doncaster, Izzy from Duffy, and Isaac from Holland Park. And belated birthday shoutouts go to Jules from Craigieburn and Judah from Reem Island in Abu Dhabi. Classroom shoutouts today go to Class S3I with Mr. Stewart at King Street Public School in Singleton. Year 3 with Mr. Rickson at Quirindi Public School. 4-5 class with Mrs. Dully at Janelli Public School. Class 3M with Mrs. Edwards at St. Christopher's Catholic Primary School in Holsworthy. Class 5-6P with Miss Lewis at Millfield Primary School. Class 2CM with Mrs. McCormick at Trinity Anglican College in Thaguna. Class 5B with Mrs. Biddlecombe at Fairfield West Primary School. Class 6B with Mrs. Murdoch at St. John the Baptist Primary School in Maitland. And lastly, but definitely not leastly, Class 5-6 at Exeter Public School and their fabulous teacher, Ms. Hutt, who is helping us with the new and improved Newshounds content and website that you'll see later this year. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.